Chapter 2. Constancy and Change. I am what survives me. Erik Erikson. Retreat and Engagement. At about the same time that lifespan scholars were drawing out the themes that would constitute their interdisciplinary theory, a noticeable cultural and institutional shift recast the roles and status of older people in our society. The idea of retirement as a life of leisure and retreat emerged. Both movements, one academic and scholarly, the other defined by popular societal views and shifts in the market, developed in the 1960s and, put side by side, they offered a paradoxical perspective on people in their third chapters. On the one hand, lifespan theorists urged us to view learning as lifelong. Their optimistic work suggesting that people between the ages of 50 and 75 should continue to be actively engaged in the world around them, seeking out opportunities for continued growth, challenging definitions of elderly decline. On the other hand, leisure entrepreneurs forged a view of people in the second half of life that emphasized their need for rest and entertainment, and began to build institutions that would protect them from the complex, overly stimulating, and unwelcoming communities that no longer wanted or needed them. This latter view, A Short History of Aging, offers an important backdrop for considering the challenges facing people in their third chapters who have chosen engagement over retreat, labor over leisure, and reinvention over retirement. In agrarian times, people worked until they were no longer healthy. There was intergenerational interdependence, in which older Americans carried their weight in the community by helping out. Whether it was taking care of their grandchildren, teaching kids to read, or being of use in whatever way they could. At the same time, older Americans depended on the loyalty and dedication of younger generations, especially given the realities of their declining health and the home-based nature of elder care. In his masterful book, Prime Time, which documents the historical and cultural shifts in the views and status of older Americans, Mark Friedman identifies a major transition in the second quarter of the 19th century, during the religious and social movement of the Second Great Awakening, when elders were not given the...